Robot Day. Extra.
How would you pretend to be a robot?
I would have metal on my head, metal on my legs.
I would draw things and cut them out, and then stick them onto me.
And I would talk like this. Robot diddle, robot
at robot turd. Like that.
Do the robot dance.
I am a robot. I like to dance. I am a robot.
Clap, down, clap, down, clap, down, clap, oh, down, clap, down, clap,
MC,
down, clap, down, clap, oh, down, clap, down, clap,
MC,
down, clap, down, clap, oh.
Boop. Hello, Robot Polly.
Beep, 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 beep. Hello, Robot Andrew.
Beep, boop.
Beep, beep, beep. What are you doing, Robot Andrew?
Must make toast. Hungry. Need robot bread.
Here, let me help you.
Remove robot bread from robot bag. Thank you. Now put robot bread in toaster.
Carefully. This robot loves toast with her robot heart.
Robot toast, almost done. Can smell it with robot nose.
Robot wonders, is it ready yet?
Aha, robot nose, toast is done.
Aha, this robot thinks that toast needs butter on it.
Robot knife from robot arm. Now, robot can eat.
Can that robot share with this robot?
Beep, beep.
Thank you. Yum, 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 yum.
Beep.
Hey, Bebop. I wanted to introduce you to a couple of my friends, Andrew and Polly.
Hi, Andrew and Polly.
Hello.
Hi, Bebop.
They have a podcast too, just like us.
Cool. So now I'm the host of your show too.
No, Bebop, that's not quite how it works. We're guests on their show. It's called Ear Snacks.
Oh, that's such a great name.
Aw, thanks, Bebop.
So, Bebop, they're doing a special episode of Ear Snacks about robots. What can you tell them about being a robot that they might find interesting?
Well, let's see. I never sleep, but I do have to plug myself in to get charged every night. I can do really complicated math very, very quickly. But for some reason, Jonathan won't let me do his son Griffin's homework for him. And while robots can stand up to a lot of things like extreme heat and we don't need food necessarily, I do have to steer clear of water to stay safe.
That's right. That's all really interesting stuff. Thanks, Bebop. And you know, Bebop, one thing that you love to do, that Andrew and Polly love to do too, is sing. They're really good singers.
Oh yeah, I love to sing.
I know. So what are some of your favorite songs to sing?
Well, one of my favorite songs to sing is by a group called TLC. And it goes like this. Don't go chasing waterfalls. You know, that's sort of like a public safety announcement for us robots.
Because you can't get wet?
Right, exactly.
Okay, Bebop. Anything else that you wanted to say to Andrew and Polly?
Thanks so much to both of you for having me on. I really appreciate it. I know it's Love Your Robot Day, and a lot of people think robots can't love, but I have tons of love to give, so I really appreciate you having me on. I'm on the Alien Adventures of Finn Caspian every week, and I also just want to say, be safe around water.
Good advice, Bebop. Thanks so much, Andrew and Polly.
You are listening to Ear Snacks.
Thank you, Jonathan, and thanks, Bebop.
Jonathan and Bebop host the Alien Adventures of Finn Caspian, a podcast full of stories about kids and their robots exploring space together.
Polly, have you ever built a robot yourself?
No, but that would be so cool.
And did you know that some schools have robotics classes?
What? Really? Who teaches robotics?
My name is Kurt Meyer, and I teach at the Thatcher School. I'm a robotics teacher.
You teach robots?
I teach robots, and robots teach me.
What are robotics?
What is robotics?
What is robotics?
Robotics is learning how to control machines so they can help human beings.
What do kids do in robotics class?
They like to build machines. They like to build vehicles. They like to fly drones. And the trick is how to take a machine and give it a good smart brain so that it does exactly what you'd like it to do.
What's the most interesting robotics project you have worked on recently?
We have some robots that are currently being designed and trained to perform a search and rescue mission. These are little wheeled vehicles, and they crawl around the floor and look for a hockey puck. And the hockey puck represents the damsel in distress.
So they're trying to go save the hockey puck.
They're trying to save the hockey puck.
Do you have any favorite robots, fictional or real?
Wow. I have a really favorite robot called the Now, N-A-O, Now Robot. He is a little humanoid robot who can talk and can understand your speech, and he can walk, and he can dance.
When he dances, what dance does he do?
What dance would you like him to do?
Can he do the robot?
Of course. I'm sure he can. At high speed, I'm sure.
And do you think the Now has any feelings for you?
Well, when he blinks his eyes at me, he makes me swoon.
All right. Well, I hope someday that maybe a robot could love me. I know they might not be able to love me today, but maybe someday, right?
I think robots will be capable of being very lovable and maybe even very loving. I will get my students to work on that.
I built an awesome robot suit and wore it to the beach.
Happy Love Your Robot Day, Kurt.
Made it look just like the
Take care.
I wonder, are you planning to come visit sometime soon? Cause if you bring a box with you, there won't be one but two robots on the moon singing a robot tune.
A 1, 2, 3, 4. Thank you for the box. Boop, boop, boop. Beep, beep, thank you for the bus. Boop, boop, boop.
How about in Spanish?
Uno, dos, tres, cuatro.
Muchas gracias for the box. Muchas gracias for the box.
Thank you for the box.